This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told his convention late Thursday night, America must rise beyond its differences.
As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America. Because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Trump also referenced last Saturday's shooting at a rally in Pennsylvania where his ear was grazed by a bullet.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
Trump earlier paid tribute to a 50-year-old man killed during the assassination attempt and said he believes two others wounded are going to be okay. Trump's speech comes as a second Senate Democrat is urging President Joe Biden to drop out of the race. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that part of the story.
Montana's John Tester is in his own tight re-election bid and says the president should bow out. That comes with Democrats at the highest levels making a push for the president to rethink his bid. Former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to allies about his ex-running mate's prospects, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately told the president that Democrats could lose their chance to retake the House if he stays in.
That was Sagar Magani reporting. Meantime, as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Court officials are closing arguments, say closing arguments, that is, in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for more than a year. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. diplomats are working closely with African partners, the White House said Thursday, amid a fresh 15-day truce between the army and Rwanda-backed rebels in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The Biden administration believes this conflict in the northeast corner of the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa poses a real threat to global peace and security, a National Security Council spokesperson told VOA on Thursday. This truce, set through August 3rd, aims to quiet the constant violence that has plagued this resource-rich corner of Congo since the late 1990s. Britain let down its citizens by leaving the nation ill-prepared for the COVID-19 pandemic. That was a public inquiry concluded in a scathing report on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Emma Gill has the story.
Former Judge Heather Hallett served as the inquiry chair.
In 2019, it was widely believed in the United Kingdom and abroad that the UK was not only properly prepared, but was one of the best prepared countries in the world to respond to a pandemic. This belief was dangerously mistaken.
Meanwhile, the nation's finances are still suffering. Hallett's report found there was a lack of adequate leadership with groupthink clouding expert advice.
That was Emma Gill reporting. Meantime, a Kenyan court has suspended a police ban on protests in the capital. The High Court said Thursday that citizens have a right to demonstrate peacefully. Police had barred protests in Nairobi indefinitely before the court decision. They said that the protests lacked leadership that would ensure peaceful demonstrations. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.